Learning Masech the Sivam Mistaf from Zayin and Aleph. The sugi starts from Chavavim and Beis. There's a memory of Rav. The Rav is mechandish the concept of Chalitza Psula. That the case of Rav is, the Maskana Sagamar, that if you have three brothers and are married to three sisters, and there's two other brothers, and one of the brother dies, and one of the brothers who are not married to the sisters does Chalitza, because the brother's married to the sisters, it's a Chais Isha. They can't do Yibum or Chalitza, but one of the remaining the brothers that aren't married to the sisters does Chalitza. And then another brother died, so he can't do Chalitza. His Chalitza won't work because it's called the Chalitza Psula. He's not allowed to be Miadmer because she's a Chais Chalitzase. His other brother is allowed to be Miadmer. So Mela, for him it's a Chalitza Ksheira. So Mela, he does Chalitza. Then the third one comes, Emtzai, the Gemara calls it, and Rav says, both of them have to do Chalitza. Because for both of them it's a Chalitza Psula, she's a Chalitza Chalitza for both of them, and the Mela, each one has to do Chalitza, Chalitza Psula, Tzarech Langzer, Kol Achen. We explained it a little bit in the previous year. But Shmuel says no, Echel Chalitz Lekulon. And the Gemara asks the Kasha on Shmuel, that Shmuel says, when you have an achay zekuka and a tzara, or achay chalutza and a tzara, if you do a chalitza to the achayes, lo niftru tzaras, because the achay zekuka, that's a chalitza psula, and the tzara is a chalitza ksheira. A chalitza tzaras, then niftru achayes, because okay, the tzaras are the chalitza ksheira, and the achayes are the chalitza psula, the chalitza ksheira would work for the one that would have the chalitza psula. So the Gemara's kasha is, how could Shmuel say that one of the brothers could be chalitz, all three of them, which would mean that even when there's a chalitza ksheira from one brother, the chalitza psula of the other brother would work? When you find by chalitz la'achayis la'niftu itzaris, when you have two possibilities, ksheira and psula, the psula doesn't work for the ksheira, only the ksheira works for the psula. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara says two terutzim, a big nafkamina la'halacha. The first teretz is, Mayach ha'chayelz l'kulon amin dekama am tzoyis. Kevin deruba gamei karele kulon. Which means that Shmuel holds like this. Rav holds even when they're both equal, you need chalitza from both brothers. But Shmuel holds that when one of them would give you a chalitza psula and the other a chalitza ksheira, then you have to go dafka to the chalitza ksheira. So you can't have echa chalitza l'kulon, because once it's chalitz one, the other one is now in a chais chalitza to him, and to the second brother it's good. So memela, his chalitza wouldn't work. The second brother's chalitza would be a stronger chalitza, but makam that you have an avsharis for a stronger chalitza, a weaker chalitza doesn't work. But when zeh chalitz l'achas is zeh chalitz l'achas, and now the third one comes, and the two brothers are equally gerua, then you don't need both of them. If they're both equally poor, so then either one would work. That's what it means. So this teretz is not being mechalik between two brothers and two tzaras, like the Gemara says, lemifta nafsha, lemifta tzara. They're both the same. In both cases, if one of the brothers has a strong chalitza, the other a weak one, or to one of the tzaras it'd be a strong chalitza, the other one a weak one, so then, only the strong one works, the weak one does not. But if they're both equally poor, they're both equally gerua, so then, either one would work. That's the first teretz. And the second teretz is, ki kam shmua chalitza ba'al minyan hani mila mifta tzerasa mifta nafsha pasha, which means that the path of the Yavama, even if one of the brothers could give her a stronger chalitza, she doesn't need it. She could become pata with the weaker chalitza. And that's why when Shmuel says Echa Chayelitz Lekulon, it means all three of them. Even though to one it's an Achayis Chalutza and to the other it's not, the Achayis Chalutza, Chalitza, that Chalitza Gerua works, Lemifta Nafsha. So why did Shmuel say Chalitz LaAchayis LaNiftu Ritzaris? Because Lemifta Tzerasa doesn't work. If one of the Yavamis has a weaker Chalitza, because she's Asa to the Yavam, and a Tzara would have a stronger Chalitza, she has a stronger zika, she's mutter to the Yavam, then the weaker chalitza wouldn't patter. So the first teretz is not making any chilek between the brothers and the tzaris. The first teretz holds that when one's stronger and one's weaker, then only the stronger one works, both by the brothers and by the tzaris. When they're both the same, then you don't need both of them, and that this too is both by the brothers and the tzaris. But the second teretz holds that by the brothers, even a stronger one, even a weaker one, could pater a stronger one. As long as it's nifter nafsha, even though there's a brother that could do a stronger chalitza. But for the tzaris, then the stronger one won't pater the weaker one. And the sugi is mamshich, and the sugi asks a kasha, the tzaris and the achayis are the same thing. The achayis are achayis the kuka, and the tzaris are tzaris achayis the kuka. So what's the pshat? Tzaris l'achayis l'nifteru tzaris, and the tzaris nifter achayis. They're both equally. They both should be equal. And the Gemara is two mahalchim. The maskana. The first mahalach is hiskel voy hiskel kamer. There's no chilek taka between the tzaris and the achayis. But if the first chalitza you did was to the achayis, so now the second pair are both equally bad. One's achayis chalitza and one's tzaris achayis chalitza, which is also aser. And the Gemara holds they're both equal. And then layigmum b'tzaris means even though they're both equal, they both need chalitza. You can't just do the tzaris, you have to do both. So really there's no chilek in the achayis and the tzaris. It's just if you started with the tzaris, so now the second pair that's nifl, they're both mitter. They're both mitter. So yigmum af ba'achayis. But if you started with the achayis, now the second pair that's nifl, they're both aser. So lo yigmur even b'tzaris. They both need. Rav Ashi holds no. Even though they're both aser, one's a achayis chalutza or achayis zekuka, and one is a tzaris achayis chalutza or a tzaris achayis zekuka. Le'alima zika l'shavu l'tzara ke'erva. The zika doesn't go and make the tzara like an erva. And pashtus, like the Rashba holds, the tzara is aser, but the iser is considered a weaker iser. It's not considered the same darga of iser as the achayis. And the nail of the chalitza of the tzar is considered to be a better chalitza, even though it's also a chalitza where you can't do yibam, but it's considered to be a better chalitza, and the achis is considered to be a worse chalitza. So the nail, the achis wouldn't patter the tzara, and the tzara would patter the achis. Ad kan the gemara. Now the Rishonim point out that even the first lashon is maskim that there's such a thing as they're both being usher, but one stronger, one weaker. Because that's cholas the balas get, le nifter etzara, le tzara nifter a balas get. Or cholas the balas maimer, le nifter etzara, le tzara nifter a balas maimer. There the tzara is also usher. But the teretz says, legabi the balas get and the balas maimer, even the first teretz holds that the balas get is the weaker chalitza, and the tzara is the nachshlab, and the tzara, even though it's also usher, but doesn't have the same dargah, it's a stronger chalitza. But the first lashon holds, but legabe achayis zekuka, or achayis chalutza and the tzara, they're both equally aser. And if Ashi's mechadish, no, even legabe achayis zekuka and the tzara, the achayis zekuka is the one that's really aser, and the tzara is a weaker iser, so it's a better chalitza. Now Taisis, on the top, di b'maskul, and the Rishonim make the following cheshbon. They say the first teretz of the previous Gemara that says my echad chelus the kulan kama am tzayis, that makes the chilik that Shmuel holds when they're both equal, so then one is good enough. The time that one is not good enough is when one's strong and one's weak, and that's why chalatz lachayis loy niftu tzaris, because the tzaris are strong, the chayis are weak. And ena chinami, if by the achim also, by the yevamim also, if one of them is an achayis chalutza to one of the brothers, and to one of the brothers she's muteris, so you have to dafka go to the one that's better, and we're not mechalik to do mifta nafsha and mifta tzara. But when they're both the same, side by the tzares, side by the yevamim, then you don't need both. So Taina Taisis, that doesn't stem with the first teretz of the Gemara Hiska Voli Hiska Komer. Because that the Gemara says clearly, that Al Kopanim by the Tzareis, even though they're both equal, they both need Chalitza. Because Hiska Vachayis, Lo Yigma B'Tzareis, you can't be Gaiman B'Tzareis, you need both of them to have Chalitza. And this teretz is not mechalik between mifta nafsha and mifta tzara. So Taina Taisis and the Rishayim will agree, this teretz has to hold like Rav Ashi, has to hold that the achayis are considered the weaker chalitza, and the tzaras are considered the stronger chalitza, le'alima zikala meshvit, the meshavit tzara ke'erva. So the first lashon is not mechal ti mifta nafsha mifta tzara, is not mechal between two yivam min and two yivam bais. In both cases, if the chalitza of both yivamin or both yivamis are the same, the halacha is, according to Shmuel, that you only need one. Chalitz la'chayis la'niftu tzaris, we're going to have to learn like Rav Ashi, that chayis are weaker than the tzaris. And the same thing, my echad chayilitz l'kulan am tzayis, that when one's an achayis chalitza, one's not, you have to go to the brother that's not the achayis chalitza. But when they're both achayis chalitza, then you can go to either one. The teretz of hiskel v'loy hiskel kamer, that teretz which is mavur, that by two yevamos, they're both exactly the same, still you need chalitza for both of them, that teretz has to make a chiluti mifta nafsha and mifta tzara. And you'll have to say like this, that by mifta tzara, even when they're both the same, that teretz holds, they both need chalitza. Mashiachim by mifta nafsha, so that teretz, since that teretz behechach has to be mechalti mifta nafsha and mifta tzara, so that teretz can hold it by mifta nafsha even when one of the brothers are a good chalitza and you're getting chalitza from the brother that's the poor chalitza, the chalitza gerua, it would work because it's a chalitza mifta nafsha and mifta tzara. That's the cheshbon of the sukkah. So before we speak out the rishonim, to make a cheshbon in the cheshbon asugya, what's the psak halacha in the sugya b'negeya chalitza psula? L'chayr, there are four possibilities. And we'll see, I believe, that each one of these possible psak halachas does have one rishon that holds that way. The first possibility is to paskan like Rav. Rav holds, even in regard to mifter nafsha, you say chalitza psula tzarech lachzer, and even when they're both equal. So that's the biggest chumrah. Any time you have a chalitza psula, whether you have two brothers and you have a chalitza psula, or two yevamis and a chalitza psula, two tzareis, it doesn't matter. And even if it's equally possible, two brothers that chayis chalitza to either one of them, you need chalitza for both of them. Two tzareis, l'chayr hu adin kolshkein, where both of them are equally asa to the yavam, they vayter to both of them would need chalitza. So if we pass it like Rav, Kibshutai, we're not mechal to Mifta Nafsha and Mifta Tzara, and Kibshutai, we're not mechalic at all between if you have a choice of a better one, or they're both equally bad, in all cases, a Chalitza Psula doesn't work, you need Chalitza from both brothers, and both Tzaras would need their own Chalitza, assuming they're all Psula. So that's the first possibility. Timachma completely, because we pass him like Rav. The second possibility is to pass him like Shmuel, and pass him like the first teretz of the previous Gemara, that is not mechal to mifta nafsha mifta tzara, and says like this, by both mifta nafsha and mifta tzara, by both two yevamin and two yevamis, if one of them is good, you have a possibility of a strong chalitza, and you also have a possibility of a weaker chalitza, the weaker chalitza doesn't work. Not lemifta nafsha and not lemifta tzara. The yavama will have to get chalitza from dafka from the stronger yavam, and in order to pata the tzara, the stronger tzara must get the chalitza. But when they're equal, by both brothers and tzaris, if it's equally bad, so then you don't need both brothers, because the other brother is equally weak. You don't need both tzaras, because the other tzara is equally weak. And that's the second way to paskin. Paskin like Shmuel, and like the first teretz of the previous Gemara, that doesn't make a chilti mifta nafsha mifta tzara, instead makes a chilik when you have a choice of a chalitza ma'alia and a chalitza gerua, only the chalitza ma'alia works. When they're both gerua, so the gerua would work, you don't need the other gerua one. So that's the second possibility. The third possibility is to paskin, like the second lashon of the previous Gemara, that the chilek is mifter nafshe, mifter tzara. So, in regard to mifter nafsha, in other words, the yavama that has a choice of two yavamin, even if one of them is a chalitza ma'alia and the other a chalitza grua, the chalitza grua would work l'mifta nafsha. But in regard to mifta tzara, so then, even if they're equally bad, it's not going to be mifta tzara. And that's the teretz of hiskel ba'achayis la'igma b'tzaris. Even though the tzara, once you hiskel ba'achayis, the second pair, the tzara and the achayis, are equally bad, but they both need chalitza. So that's the third possibility had a paskin. Like the second lashon of the previous Gemara, like the first lashon of the subsequent Gemara, that for mifta nafsha, echad chaylitz l'kulon, even the weaker chalitza would work, you don't have to go to the brother with the better chalitza. And for mifta tzara, even when they're both equal, they both need their own chalitza. So that's the third possibility had a paskin. So again, the three possibilities is passing like Rav. Any chalitza psula doesn't work. You have to go to all the brothers, even if they're equally possible. You have to go to all the tzaras, even if they're equally possible. Second possibility, first lashon of Shmuel, which holds like Rav Ashi, not mechalti mifta nafsha and mifta tzara. Any time they're both equal, both when the brothers are both equal, or when the tzaras are both equal, all you need is one chalitza. Anytime you have a possibility of a better chalitza, either from a better chalitza of a brother, or a better chalitza of a tzara, the weaker chalitza doesn't pater the better chalitza. And now we have a fourth possibility in Psak, the most kuladik. We could say like this. We'll hold like the second lashon of the Gemara, that there's a chiluk lemifta nafsha and lemifta tzara. We'll pask in that way. And when it comes to lemifta nafsha, if one brother could offer a chalitza psula and the other chalitza ksheira, she becomes pater by a chalitza psula. But by mifta tzara, when both tzaras are equal, also you could pater the tzara. Shmuel said, chalitz la'achayis, the weaker one, le'nifter tzaras, the stronger one. But the tzaras, the stronger one, nifter achayis. And when they're equal, it's also pater. Because even though the first Lashon has to hold of Rav Ashi, the first Lashon can't hold of the first Teretz of the subsequent Gemara, but the second Lashon that makes the Chiluk Mifta Nafsha and Mifta Tzara, they don't have to hold Hiskel Bo Hiskel Kamer. The second Lashon still could hold like Rav Ashi. We can pass it like the Yibayis Ema in the first Shaila, and make a Chiluk Mifta Nafsha and Mifta Tzara. And we could also pass on the Rav Ashi, that even in regard to Mifta Tzara, it's only a Chalitza Gerua, doesn't pater the Tzara of the Chalitza Ma'alia, but if they're both equal, they do pater. And that's the fourth possibility. That the only time it doesn't pater is A, when it's two Tzaras, and B, when one of the Tzaras has a Chalitza Ma'alia and the other one a Chalitza Gerua. So let's see all these possibilities in the Rishayim. The first one, that we pass on like Rav, and in both cases, both by two achim and by two yevames, even when they're both equal, you need the chalitza of all the achim and you need the chalitza of all the tzaras. The Rosh brings the Ramah and the Ramban passing like Rav, because halacha k'Rav v'yisuri. So that is option one. We have the Ramah and the Ramban that passing that way. Now the Rif goes like this. The Rif, when he quotes the Gemara, he brings Rav, that zechel etzachas zeschel etzachas etzay sicha chalitza mishneim, because Rav holds chalitza psul etzricha lagzer, and he brings the akimta of nafal b'zeachazem, and then he brings Shmuel, that Shmuel says echel chalitz lekulon, and he brings the kasha from chalitz lachayis leniftu v'tzaras letzaras niftu achayis hecha dekayma chalitza deshim and chalitza ksher chalzurim chalitza psula. And he only brings the Yibayis Ema. Kika Mishmua Chalitza Ma'aliyah Binan Hami Mila Mifta Tzuras L'Mifta Nafsha Patra. Then he brings the Meimer of Shmuel, the Gufa Chalas Nachayis Nifta Tzuras Tzuras L'Nifta Rachayis. And he brings the Teretz of Rav Ashi Le'alim Ezekiel L'Shavit Tzara Karevi. He does not bring the Teretz of Hiskel Le'Hiskel Kamar. And then he says at the end, Upaska Rav V'Sahil Chasuk Shmuel. So Kipshuta, you learn the Rif, And this is how the Rashba learns the Rif, like the fourth tzad we said. He passes like Shmuel. The Hilcha, Paska Ravis, the Hilcha Sukha Shmuel. He passes like Shmuel. And as far as the Lashainus of the Gemara, he passes like the second Lashon in the previous Gemara, the Chilti Mifta Nafsha Mifta Tzara. So clearly he's passing like Shmuel even when one of them Kaduach, even when one of the brothers is Tzachayis Chalutza, and the other brothers it's not, Echel Chalutza Kulan Mamish. He doesn't pass Ganan Tzachayis. And in regard to Mifta Tzara, he passes like a Rashi. He doesn't say Hiskel Vle Hiskel Kamer. So he seems to be saying the only problem with Mifta Tzara is when you're doing the weaker Tzara, and that can't pass to the stronger Tzara. But the stronger Tzara can pass to the weaker Tzara. And that's how the Rashba learns, and the Ritva, and that's how they pass in Halacha L'maisa. But the Ramban, who like we said, passes like Rav, holds that Shmuel is also passing like Rav. So what's he saying? The Paschal Rav is Halacha K'Shmuel. That's only the second Maimer of Shmuel, that Chalas L'Achayis Lo Niftu Tzareis, but Tzareis Niftu Achayis. And the reason why he had to paskin like that Maimer of Shmuel is because you would think that maybe Rav argues on that. Because since Rav holds Chalitza Psula Tzarech Lachzer, so maybe the Tzarech is also a Chalitza Psula. It's true that not as bad as the Achayis, but there's still Psula. The Torah says Rav is also maskin that even though both are bad, but if one's better and one's worse, then the better one will pat to the worse. Even though it's also, the better one's also not so good, because you can't be Miyabit. Al derek zecholos the balance get. Lo nifter a tzara, the tzara nifter balance get. Maybe Rav would argue on that. Rav would hold the tzara, the balance get's also psula, but the Torah says, since relative to the balance get, it's better, so we don't say chlis psula the tzara chlagzer. That's why the Rif had to paskin, paskin Rav v'selchus k'shmuel. But it's davka the Shmuel of Chalas Lachayis Lanifdu Tzaris, the Tzaris Nifdu Achayis, like Ravashi's pshat, that the bad one doesn't patter the good one patters the bad one. But when the equal also they don't patter. But there's a chiddush, that even when, that the good one patters the bad one, even though the good one's also Shikol Psula. That's how their Ramban learns up the Rif. And the Rif never intended to paskin like the first Shmuel of Echa Chalas Lekulon, only like the second Shmuel of Chalitz Achayis Niftu Tzaris Nistu Achayis, because Rav would agree to that. But the Rashba doesn't learn that way. So he already covered in the Rishonim two of the four possibilities. We covered the first possibility, we pass it like Rav. And any time they're equal, whether it's two Yevamim and they're both Achayis Chalutza, or two Yevamis and the Asa and both of them are Asa, they're both balas gets. They're both balas maimers. So you need chalitza for both brothers, you need chalitza for both tzaris. The only thing that the Ramban holds as mutter is if they're both bad, but one is worse. So then the better one patters the worse one. The worse one, of course, doesn't patter the better one. But otherwise, in all cases, it's a problem. And then we have the sheet of the Rashba and the Ritva, the way they learn up the Rif. Now we go with both kulas. Mifter nafsha. One we're talking about the Yevama herself, and one brother is a bad chalitza, and one brother is a good chalitza. It's fine. Even B'makam, the good one, the bad one's good. And that's the second teretz of the Gemara, the previous Gemara, that Echa Chayotz Lekul and Mamish, because Mifta Nafsh is fine. But when it comes to Mifta Tzara, we'll go with Rav Ashi's teretz. The only problem by Mifta Tzara is when the Tzara is a good chalitza, and the Nafsh is the bad, and the other one's a bad chalitza. So the bad chalitza can't pater the tzara. Now, shaken when they're equal, you can even pater the tzara if the tzara is equal to your chalitza. Now, the Rosh himself passes like the first teretz of the Gemara. The my echel chalitza kulam am tzais. He passes like Shmuel. Now, the shal is, why do we pass him like Shmuel? I locha karam v'isuri. So the two reasons given. The Rishonim say, because Rav personally holds ein zika. So Rav doesn't hold this whole thing. The old Ein Zika, you don't hold a Chalitza Psula the Tzarech Lachzer. Rav was just saying it, L'manda Miyesh Zika. Okay, we happen to pass in Yesh Zika, but the Mandia Miyesh Zika, which is Shmuel, he's not Machma like Rav. So you only say Alacha K'Rav V'Yisuri when Rav holds its Aser. But here Rav also holds its Mutter. He just says if I held Yesh Zika, it would be Aser. And the ones who tackle the Yesh Zika also hold its Mutter, so everyone holds its Mutter. So maybe we don't do Alacha K'Rav V'Yisuri. That's what some Rishonim say. And the Rosh says another thing that Taisus later holds, that Rabbi Yechanan holds like Shmuel. We'll see the sugya later. And when you have Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Shmuel, the Halach is like Rabbi Yechanan Keneged Rav. Those are two reasons to Paschal like Shmuel. But Al Kol Panim, so far, we have the Psak of Shmuel, but which Shmuel? We said that Sadalin, that by Nifta Nafsha, even by Makam Gerua, Mula works, and by Nifta Tzara, it's only when one's Gerua and one's Mula by Shneim Shavas it would work. Now the Rosh holds like the first Lashon of Shmuel, that my Echad Chayos Sekul Anam Tzayis, and there's no Chiloti Mifta Nafsha and Mifta Tzara. Why does he pass like the first Lashon? He says, because the first Lashon holds like Ravashi. Like we said to Cheshman, since the first Lashon is not Mechalti Mifta Nafsha and Mifta Tzara, so he can't hold Hiskel V'Hiskel Kamar, because he has to hold, just like by Mifta Nafsha he holds when they're both equal, you could be Mifta Nafsha and he's not Mechalik, so Mifta Tzara, so when they're both equal, they can say Mifta Tzara. So he has to hold the Ravashi's Teretz, that in the case of Chalitza Chayis and Niftu Tzaris is specifically because the Chayis are a weaker Chalitza and the Tzaris are a stronger Chalitza, like Ravashi's Teretz, by Alimi, Zinka Derabanan, Lashavi Tzara Ka'eva, not the first Teretz of Hiskel Hiskel Kamer and Hiskel Bachayis Laikim Rath Bitzaris. So since Ravashi's Teretz is the Maskana, Ravashi is the Halacha is like Ravashi, so that proves to you that Halacha must be like the first Lashon. So that's the second possibility we said before. And the pshat is that we don't make any chilti mifta nafsha mifta tzara. By both cases, when they're both equal, all you need is one. And when one is strong, is one and weak. Both by achin and by tzara, you need dafka the stronger one, the weaker one won't work. And the achreinim, the marshal, in Simon Beis, in this parak, and the lecha mishnah, chazivim parakei, alacha yud beis, they ask the Kasha, what's the Hechrich? It's true that the first Lashon has to hold like Ravashi, but the second Lashon could hold like Ravashi. What's the Raya from Ravashi that we pass like the first Lashon? Hiskel v'lo Hiskel has to hold like the second Lashon. That's Mechalti Mifta Nafsha Mifta Tzara. The first Lashon here, Ma'echa Chayel Sekul Ha'Mitzayis, has to hold like Ravashi. But Ravashi could hold like the second Lashon. Ravashi could hold like either one. The second Lashon here, that's Mechalti, Mifta, Nafsha, Mifta, Tzara, could hold like either one of those two Tzaritzim, the first Teretz, or like Ravashi. That's what you come out in Cheshbon. What's the Raya, since we hold like Ravashi, we have to hold like the first Lashon. The second Lashon also could hold like Ravashi, like we said in the Rif. So Rav Nachum explains, the Rosh Hashanah is not mistaber to make two machlokes in between Rav and Shmuel. Rav El Tu Yisaidis. Rav held that even when they equally say Chalitza Psula, and Rav held that Chalitza Psula is even by Mifta Nafsha. So either Shmuel argues and says that Chalitza Psula doesn't apply to Mifta Nafsha, but when it applies to Mifta Tzara, Mistami holds like Rav, that even if it's equal, you'll say it. Or you could say that Shmuel holds that when it's equal, you don't say Chalitza Psula, but then you have no makom to Mechalti Mifta Nafsha Mifta Tzara. But to say that Shmuel argues on both, first of all, that Chalitza Psula is only in the case when one is stronger and one is weaker, and second of all, it's only in the case of Mifta Tzara, to say both together, that the Rosh Aldo is a Mistabe Gunt. But the Rosh afterwards, on the next Gemara, about the Baal, with the Gemara's a Shaila, the Baalas Geder, the Baalas Maimah, which one's better, the Rosh brings the Rivam that Paskins clearly like the Man Yom Hiskel V'Hiskel Kamar. Now, if you talk a Paschal like the Man Yom Hiskel V'Hiskel Kamar, and when we're dealing with Mifta Tzara, even when they're both equal, it's like Mifta Tzara, so the Hechrich you have to hold that there's a Chilik Mifta Nafsha and Mifta Tzara. So the Rivam seemingly would hold like the third side that we said. The Rivam Klar holds like the Lashon of Hiskel V'Hiskel Kamar. Not sure why the Rivam doesn't Paschal like Ravashi. But he clearly doesn't. He clearly says when they're equal, for Mifta Tzara, you need both. So, that Oy Vazai, when we're dealing with Mifta Nafsha, he's going to learn Shmuel that Echachel Tzikulam means Kipshutai. So he would hold that by Mifta Nafsha, there's never a Dinach Litzah Psula, even when one is a stronger, one is weaker, you could do the weaker one. But Mifta Tzara, even when they're both equal, both Tzaras would need Chalitza. So here's what we see, all four of the Shitas. The Rabban and the Rama hold like Rav, that in all cases, both Mifta Nafsha, both Mifta Tzara, even in the case where they're equal, you need chalitzas by all of them. The only case where you don't need chalitzas by both of them, so one is stronger, one is weaker, the stronger will pass to the weaker. We have the Rajma and the Ridva that hold the opposite. That by Miftar, Nafsha, even when one brother is a stronger chalitza, one brother is a weaker chalitza, she could go to the weaker chalitza. By Miftar Tzara, the only case is the problem is when a weaker Yivama can pater the stronger Yivama. But when they're both equal, they could pater. We have the Rush that holds, there's no chilik Miftar Nafsha, Miftar Tzara. The chilik lahalacha is, in both cases, when they're both the same, you only need one. When one's stronger, one's weaker, you need the stronger one. And we have the Rivam that says the whole chilek is mifta nafsha, mifta tzara. But mifta nafsha, in every case it's good, even by the weaker one. But mifta tzara, even when they're both equal, they both need their own chalitza. Now, in the Rambam, there's a big shmooze. I'll say over the Rambam, I'll kopanim, the way the Ramban and the Rajba learn, and the Bi'ur grows also maskam, this is the pshan in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yivam, Perikei Halacha Yudeis, I mean it starts Halacha Yud Aleph. The Yivamas Rabbis Abayis Yibayis Echel Kevish Nivl Achasem Bila Kosher Anechel Chlitza Meula Hutchu Akel V'Nistal Kizikas Yav Me'aleim. So you have Yivamas Rabbis. If there's a Bia or a Chlitza Kshera, then it works. Then in Halacha Yudeis he says Nechel Chlitza Achasem Chlitza Pchusa. One of them would have a Chlitza Pchusa, he calls it, what the Gemara calls a Chlitza Psula. Hutchuli nasi lazar zusha nechlitza. Aval tzara asura, achatachlis gamhi. So it sounds clearly, he's being mechalti mifta nafsha mifta tzara. But he says like this, achatachlis gamhi. Oi, achiyachlis ukola achen harishena, shenechlitza chalisa absula. Habchusa. Shein chalisa pchusa, misalek azikas hibmi bayeze, achiyachzu akola achen. Oi, achatachlis kalachas mehen. So the Rambam says as follows, the Rambam L'chaira is clearly mashma, that even when they're equal, they both need chalitza. And the Rambam is clearly saying this by mifta tzara. He's saying that mifta nafsha is kosher. He's saying, she herself is mutter, even though it's a chalitza p'chusa. And the mashmais of the Rambam is, even if there'll be a chalitza k'sheira from the other brother, doesn't matter. That's L'chari, the second, L'chari is passed like the second teretz of the Gemara, that, Ki kam ishmu achlitzim ali bi'inan, hanil l'miftet tzirasim, l'miftet nafsha patra. Now, the Rambam also clearly passes like Rav Ashi. The Rambam's mefurish in Perik, this was in Perik Hay, in Perik Zayin halacha tes, he says a case of Gimel Achen, Shnaim em nesuin shtei achayis, v'yesh l'chol achas v'shteim tzara, u'mesa nesuin esa achayis, V'naflo achayis v'tzareseim liyavam. Right, you have both the tzareis and the achayis. Imcholos the tzareis niftur achayis. Imcholos the achayis la niftur tzareseim. Achi echalzim la tzareis. And they shechalitzas achayis chalitzas she'enimula, enim teres the tzareis k'meishu b'yarni. So it sounds like he's learning like the Rashba's learning in the Rif. It's mashma klar that legabi la mifta nafsha there are no restrictions. He never brings down a din for mifta nafsha that if one brother has a chalitza ma'ula, it doesn't work the chalitza p'chusa. He says the chalitza p'chusa works to pata the tzara. So he holds like the second teretz of the Gemara, the chil the mifta nafsha, the mifta tzara. On the other hand, he clearly passes like a Rashi, that the tzaris is considered a stronger chalitza, the chayis are considered a weaker chalitza, and therefore the chayis doesn't pata the tzaris pata the chayis. He doesn't pass in his chil kamra, that the chayis and tzaris are exactly the same, as long as you histl v'achayis, la'igma v'tzaris are exactly the same, they're both nichalitza. So what's the problem? That in Perek Hay, he's mashma, even when the tzaris are equal, they both need chalitza, but he says another possibility what you could do is if all the brothers are chayilitz one, then the tzaris pater. So Rishayna has two kashas on the Rambam. First of all, since it passes like Rav Ashi, where do you get this din that when they're equal, they both need chalitza? The Chayri should say the only time there's a problem if one of them is a chalitza p'chusa and one's a chalitza ma'ula. But he says, if one's a chalitza p'chusa, she's mutter, but the tsar is not mutter, unless all the brothers are chalitz, the chalitza p'chusa, or all the tzaris get chalitza. So since he says all the tzaris get chalitza, that sounds like all the tzaris are equal, because he doesn't say the good tzari gets chalitza. He says all the tzaris get chalitza. So it sounds like they're all equal, and still he says they both need chalitza. The tzari, if he passes like Rav Ashi, so then only when there's a good and a bad, so the bad doesn't pat to the good, but in the equal, they should pat, and that's the first kasha. And the second kasha is, this is even more strange. He says, if all the brothers would be chayilitz, this one tzara, this, which, right, so then her tzara would be pater. Finally, Shana, what does it help? She's pater already. You have two, let's say, you have two yivamis and two yivamit. And both of them are a chalitza psula. So, you do a chalitza, she's pater. How do you pater the tzara? One of two ways. Either the tzara gets her own chalitza. That means even if they're equal, the tzara needs their own chalitza. So that's one problem. Or, if all the brothers are chalitz this one, then the tzara becomes pater. Where did Ram get it from? And also, how could that be true? She's already pater. What could a chalitza of a brother help a b'chla? That's the Rishayim's kasha. So the Gra and Ebenezer, Simon Kavayin Sif Yates, Zayis Mem Ches, he says that the Rambam got it from the Gemara. He also said the Rambam got it from the fifth parak. He brings the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis. I don't mean Marech too much, but the when the Gemara says Ki Kama Shmuel Chalitza Ma'al Yabinan Hani Nimil Lemifta Tzirasa Ava Mifta Nafshe Patra, the Rambam learned in the Gemara that the din of Chalitza Psula Tzvicha Lachzer, you don't need for herself, you need for the Tzara. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying in the Rambam that if in order for the tzara to be pater, you need the chalitza of all the brothers for this one. And that would pater the tzara. But he says it only is when they're equal. That's it then. Chalitza l'chayis l'niftu tzaras is, even if all the brothers would be chalitza l'chayis l'niftu tzaras. Because he says like this. He says, let's say there's only one brother. So if one brother does chalitza to one, all the brothers did it. But it doesn't work. So there's a chilek. When one's good and one's bad, so the chalitza to the bad will never work for the good, even if all the brothers do it. But when they're equal, so if there's only one brother, so only one needs chalitza. So basically the Rambam holds like the Rashba. The Rambam just holds one chiddush, that when the two yivamim and two yivamis, and the two yivamis are equally chalitza psula, then you need one of two things. Either both of them should get chalitza, or one of the Yavamah should get chalitza from both of the brothers. They learned it up in this Gemara. And about the Kasha, once she's pater, what does chalitza work? Rav Baruch Meir, he's marach about the sugya, but he says it works l'mafreya. Avanda, it's the first chalitza that did it. But the first chalitza is not considered to be a chalitza me'ula unless all the brothers did it. That's what makes it into a chalitza me'ula that could pater the tzara. That's Bekitz and Nimrutz, the Rambam according to the Gaon's Pshat.